From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Iraq say a suicide bombing at a popular market on the outskirts of the capital, Baghdad, has killed at least 11 people. Officials say at least 26 others were wounded in the attack, which took place in the Narawan shopping area southeast of Baghdad. A security official said two suicide bombers opened fire on civilians in the market late Monday before blowing themselves up. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack in a message on its Amaq channel. Iraq's military is conducting its last military operations against the militant group after driving it from territory it has held in western Iraq near the Syrian border. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis that there is no religious discrimination in his country, where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post, "Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Likewise, our military, too. It performs for the peace and stability of the country." Pope Francis met with Myanmar's military chief Monday as he began his trip to the Southeast Asian country to discuss violence in Rakhine State, which has caused over 620,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. Francis is the first pope to visit Myanmar, also known as Burma. He will be staying until he leaves to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. This is VOA News. The White House is denying that President Trump uttered a racial slur during an Oval Office event Monday honoring some Native American military veterans. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about Trump referring to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas, the name of the famous reputed daughter of an early 17th century tribal chief. She said, "I don't think that it is a racial slur, and that certainly was not the president's intent." During an event to honor World War II code talkers from the Navajo tribe, Trump told the five elderly Marine Corps veterans, "You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas." Trump repeatedly called Warren by that name during his successful campaign for the presidency, saying she had lied about her genealogy. A student from Western Kenya is the top performer in the country's recent national primary school exams. Her success is made extraordinary because she is albino, a group that has experienced discrimination in Africa, particularly when it comes to access to education. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Almost 1 million primary school children took the 2017 Kenya Certificate of Primary Education exam, known as the KCPE. Goldilin Kakuya, a girl from St. Anne's Junior School in Labau, Kakamega, received top honors, with 455 marks out of 500.
I was really happy about it. I'm excited a lot because it has passed a message to so many people. So what thrills me most is that it has opened the eyes of many people.
Goldilin's success opened the eyes of many people because she has albinism, a genetic condition that results in the skin, hair, or eyes lacking color. People with albinism often face discrimination in Africa, and children struggle with educational opportunities. All students who received 400 marks or more will be given admittance into the coveted national secondary schools. This year, roughly 10,000 students reached this threshold. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
In the United States, it was Cyber Monday, a day when holiday shoppers could set a new spending record for online purchases from work, home, or anywhere with their cell phones. With rising wages in the U.S., low unemployment, and strong consumer confidence, the research firm Adobe Analytics predicted shoppers could spend $6.6 billion on Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.